The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
The government has today published the report of the advisory group on the provision of support, including accommodation, to persons in the international protection process. That's direct provision to you and me. On the line is the chair of that group, Dr. Catherine Day. Catherine, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Can you talk us through some of the main findings of your report?
Hello, Ciarán. Yes, I'm happy to do that. I think, as probably listeners know, the direct provision system is now 20 years old, and it was never designed to last so long. It's a system that takes too long to decide whether to grant asylum to people, and it also keeps people waiting for far too long in unsuitable accommodation. So what we're proposing is to have a permanent, well-thought-out system, because people will continue to seek asylum, including here. And we need a system that will treat people fairly and humanely from the first day that they apply until the end of the process. So what we're suggesting, recommending, is that decision-making should be speeded up. At the moment, it can take up to 19 months for a first decision and a further 8 months if somebody appeals. And so we're proposing that decisions should be taken within a maximum of 12 months. And then we need to look at how do we treat people while they're waiting for a decision. At the moment, we keep them in what are called congregated settings, former hotels, guest houses, convents, etc., where there's a lack of privacy, where they can't really have family life, where the children complain about not having space to do their homework, and only half of the people there have cooking facilities. So we're proposing that for the first 3 months after somebody applies for asylum, they should be in a state-owned centre where they can get medical and legal help. And then after that, they should move to own-door accommodation across the country. And we recommend that this should be managed by the local authority, which should have a mandate to do that and receive the funding to do it.
Okay, let's go through some of that then. The length of time, you say at the moment about 9 months for an initial decision.
Nineteen months.
And then 8 months for an appeal. There is a narrative out there that people end up in direct provision for an awful long time because they continually appeal. Is there any truth in that narrative?
Well, people have the right to appeal, first of all, and the system is quite strict, so you can't keep appealing forever. But you can imagine if you're desperate and fleeing from torture or persecution, and if your request for asylum isn't accepted here first time round, that you naturally would want to use your right of appeal. So I don't think that there's a lot of truth in that. I think most people make avail of the rights that they have, but there is an end to the process. What is true is because of backlogs in the system that it has taken much longer in the past and people end up spending many, many years in direct provision.
So I can see then how to say that 19 months, that initial 19 months could be reduced with the right resources. But if people will still have the right to appeal, and look, I'm not looking to deny anyone the right to appeal. I'm just wondering how realistic is it that you could talk about a 12-month process all in, given that people will still have that right?
Well, what we're proposing within 12 months is that there should be 6 months for the first decision.
Okay.
So a lot of people will already get permission to remain in Ireland after 6 months. And then for those cases that go to appeal, we suggest another 6 months. And it's perfectly possible if the system, for example, we have a mainly paper-based system at the moment. So we have proposed to make it electronic, which would speed it up a lot. And also the people working in the government agencies taking these decisions, they need more staffing and more resources. And again, that can be done. And we have costed all of this in our report. So if the political will is there, it can certainly be done.
Yeah, because look, we all know of cases, and I've spoken to people living in direct provision centres who've been there for years, and whatever people might think about their own individual claim, and oftentimes that of children who essentially have grown up Irish. This is the only country that they know. And so it's an awful system in that regard, that someone could be here years and still in the system. Your proposed
and
reforms would end that. Is that the idea?
At the moment. Yes. There are 2,000 children in direct provision at the moment, and a lot of them say they're ashamed to tell their schoolmates that they're in direct provision centres. So this really has to end, and they have no normal family life. So what we're proposing and what the government has committed to in the programme for government is to end the direct provision system. Now, what we have done is to make a lot of detailed proposals on how that can happen. And it can't happen overnight. You can't go from the current situation to something completely different just by willing it. And so we've proposed a 2.5 year transition period during which things can be improved until we get to the new steady state permanent system. And we're very pleased that the government has announced today already a reaction to some of the short-term proposals that we have made, like giving people in direct provision the right to work here after 6 months.
Yes.
Like proposing to put legislation through the door so that they can apply for driving licences, which they can't do at the moment, and also by carrying out vulnerability assessments on people as soon as they apply for international protection, because many of these people have been through traumatic experiences and they need mental health support and counselling, etc.
What discussions or what commitments have you had with government or with government departments about implementing some of the, I suppose, some of the more serious recommendations for reform, particularly that issue around own door accommodation? We had the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, on the show earlier, and she was quite honest about it. She acknowledged that's going to be a problematic one when we've got such a difficult target to hit in terms of social housing, and we've got this housing crisis, and we're looking at local authorities picking up a lot of the slack in that regard, to expect them as well to start providing houses for asylum seekers might be a big ask.
Well, we're asking for them to provide temporary accommodation, not necessarily houses, because we're not asking for any privilege for asylum seekers. But these people are here now, and they're in very unsuitable accommodation. And there's been a lot of international and national criticism of the situation that they're in. So without going into the detail, we have done a lot of detailed work in our report to show how it can be done. And there is already a program which looks after mostly the Syrian refugees, which has been working very smoothly with local authorities to find housing for them. So we're proposing to build on a model that already exists. Now, we acknowledge that it will take time and it will be difficult, but we believe it can be done. And as I say, the government has committed to ending direct provision. They have already set up a group of senior officials under the Department of the Taoiseach, and they will be feeding our report and their views on it into a white paper that the government will publish by the end of the year. And it's at that stage that I think the government will set out its detailed reaction to our recommendations. But we hope that they will take most of them on board.
And what is the cost of your system of accommodation compared to the system at the moment, whereby, you know, accommodation, as you said, it's outsourced to private companies. It's unsuitable in a lot of cases. You talked about, mm-hmm. you know, children having nowhere to do their homework, being ashamed to tell their classmates where they live and that they're in direct provision. How much more expensive or less expensive are your proposed changes?
Well, that was very interesting, because you would think that a more humane and more person-centred system would be more expensive, but that's not the case. We compared the cost of what it costs today to keep over 8,000 people in direct provision compared to what it would have cost with the new system. And to my pleased surprise, the new system is costing €35 million a year less. So not only will it be a better system, but it could be more cost effective.
The report was carried out into direct provision reform, as you will well know, about 5 years ago, Judge Brian McMahon chairing that. Very little of it was implemented. Does that give you pause for thought?
Oh, definitely. And we discussed why that was a lot in the group. And we felt that his analysis was the right one, that his recommendations were excellent, but that the problem was there was no real commitment to follow through afterwards, and there was no cross-government commitment to do it, and there was no serious implementation plan. So we have made proposals on all of that. We think there should be a clear implementation plan with deadlines, with the resources, both human and financial, to deliver it. But there also needs to be political follow-up and oversight, so that if problems are occurring, if delays are occurring, if departments are arguing with each other, that the political level should step in and keep things moving, so that we do deliver on the promises of what we have outlined.
Well, we have a text in here that says, I work as a specialist midwife. My experience of asylum seekers has only been positive. If you listen to where they've come from, they're so grateful for anything they can be given. I wish the Irish would afford them the dignity in living here. They are willing to work. Please give them an opportunity. They will enrich our society. Thank you very much for that text. And Catherine, thank you for your time. Dr. Catherine Day, who is the author of that report, the report of the advisory group and the provision of support, including accommodation to persons in the international protection process, direct provision, in other words.